As a couple of students gingerly pick their way up the icy hill next to Evergreen Elementary School, others take turns riding down on a neon orange sled. At the top of the hill, blue surgical masks curl onto the logs of a fire as students throw their masks in. Danica Smalley helps students pick out signs from a stack made by her fifth grade daughter, Mackenzie.
Freedom of choice. No more masks.
It's 10:30 on a Friday, and school is in session, but these elementary and middle school students have left class to protest the Wrangell Public School District's mask policies. Throughout the pandemic, mask-wearing requirements around town have been controversial, but Wrangell Public Schools has kept its face-covering mandate. Fifth grader Charlie Nelson says she and her classmate Clara Carney started protesting masks earlier this month.
It's been 2 years of me and Clara and our classmates wearing masks, and no one asked us how we felt about it. No one asked us if we liked it. They've just been forcing us to wear them, and I'm tired of it.
Nelson and Carney both testified to the Wrangell School Board at its January meeting and say they've been sent home from school for refusing to wear masks in class. Parent Danica Smalley says her daughter Mackenzie was also sent home, and that got students and parents thinking.
I had a couple of parents message me and tell me that the kids wanted to do something big, and a couple of them had mentioned a walkout. And when she came home after they got sent home on Monday, it kind of set in motion for us parents talking about actually doing this. So all we did was get a group text going, and it just kind of spread like wildfire. And yeah.
By the fire, Logan Jansen holds a white cardboard sign that says, "Unmask our children. Let them be kids."
No one can breathe in them. And it's just not right for school and kids.
Do you think it's helped in the pandemic?
I think so. But we just don't, the only thing we don't want is just masks in school.
Jansen is there with his mom, Amanda, and some of his siblings.
I don't like the fact that we're masking our children because adults are scared. Children are the least, you know.
What affected?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they're not high risk. Children, you know, they have immune systems. That worked great.
Fifth grader Clara Carney comes up the hill a little bit late to the walkout.
Well, actually, I got scared a little bit.
But now she's here, she reiterates a message she shared with the school board.
Just to, so you guys know, masks don't help at all because kids just take off their masks and go to friends' houses all the time. So.
Students and parents say there were more kids who wanted to be at the walkout, but school policy kept some from attending. Here's Danica Smalley.
I went in and got the fifth graders because they had them all in the office, and then I walked through and got my daughter and my son, and then we'd all just walk out.
Superintendent Bill Burr explains.
Parents have to check students out. That's always been that's been board policy at the elementary because it's a closed campus. They need parents to permission, and parents would pick their students up in the office like any other day.
Jackson Carney, Clara Carney's older brother, who's a seventh grader, said it was a little easier to leave the middle school.
We were in silent reading.
Okay.
And you have to, like, write down how many points you got. And we just put down, like, 7.5 because that's how long we were there or something and walked out.
But walking out isn't without consequences for the middle schoolers.
Some people of us might not be able to do wrestling for this, but we believe in the cause.
Carney and other students at the walkout say they want students to have a say in the policy.
It should be their choice. Like, they should have the choice if they're going to do it or not. If they're worried about it, wear a mask. If they're not, no big deal. We're just ready for life to be back to normal.
The students say they're committed to seeing masks being made optional in Wrangell Public Schools and that they'll stop organizing
once the school board listens to us.
Yeah, once the school board just listens.
Wrangell School Board discussed the first major update to the district's mitigation plan at its January 17th meeting, but mask rule changes weren't on the agenda. The changes mostly have to do with the updated COVID testing and isolation requirements following the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's updated guidance in light of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, as well as what counts as fully vaccinated. Superintendent Burr told KSTK that's because the district is trying to follow public health guidance.
The CDC guidance, including the most recent, says that the recommendation is universal masking for all. We have, as a school district, kept our doors open this year, even during three spikes larger than the school closure last year.
Plus, he says Wrangell is in its largest documented spike of the pandemic so far.
We're currently in a pretty big spike for COVID cases here in Wrangell as well as in the state. We're going to look at all aspects of the mitigation plan as circumstances change. And I can't say specifically, but it is on our list every time we look at the mitigation plan.
Burr says that with students, parents, staff, and the community following the district's mitigation plan, students have been able to stay in classes, even as cases have swept through town.
We feel that is a huge benefit to our students and Wrangell in general. So we are going to do everything that we can to keep our educational program running and our students receiving as much as possible. And we need help in that process. So although we have inconveniences from time to time, overall we think we're doing a good job in getting our students prepared for the future.
Students who showed up to Friday's walkout say they're talking about organizing another one. The district is required by the federal government to review its mitigation plan at least twice a year, but Wrangell's district administration and school board have been conducting more frequent reviews, at least once every couple of months. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.